John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Lebanon, always in the news as a hostile neighbor to the State of Israel. We welcome Asaf Orion, who is a leader in analyzing Lebanon for the Liz and Moni Reuven International Fellowship with the Washington Institute. Asaf, a very good evening to you. The exciting headline in the Times of Israel, always witty in English, reads, Gallant, an Israeli official, warns Hezbollah against escalation. Those 100,000-plus rockets that Hezbollah holds in Lebanon to be fired at Israel. Warns against escalation. The quote is, we'll return Lebanon to the Stone Age. What has happened, Asaf? Has there been an escalation that the Israelis have to speak so bluntly? Good evening to you.
Good evening. What we're seeing recently is an exchange of threats between the two parties, between Hezbollah, the party of God, and Israel, because analysis and officialdom in Israel describe it, we're at the closest point to war since the Second Lebanon War ended 17 years ago in 2006. And this is because what we're seeing is a policy by Hezbollah, which shows more appetite for risk-taking and challenges and provocations than any time before.
Now, do you sense that Israel is ready? I mean, they've had a lot of time to prepare. There are all sorts of actions that have been taken, yet they tolerated the existence of this of Hezbollah's violation of their border and of the agreements by putting up the tent and leaving it there and relying on UNIFIL or the UN to impose. Doesn't that send a sign of weakness to the Hezbollah? And do they not think that this is a time now to test Israel?
I think we need to step back and look at the wider picture approach, because as we speak about Israel's weakness, we just read reports of another strike reportedly by Israel in Syria and perhaps also on Hezbollah targets in Syria. So weapons buildup and weapon transfer activities in Syria, which is meant for Hezbollah. So we are looking at a mixed bag of messaging, some of it strong, some of it perhaps softer, letting or giving diplomacy a chance. I don't think that kinetically it's a big thing to remove a tent, but since Hassan Nasrallah promised that this will be escalation shouldn't be taken lightheartedly. So I think the strategic dialogue here is more complicated than just living up with an empty tent 33 meters into Israeli territory, but at a place where nobody sees it. And in fact, it took the IDF some time to discover that this has happened.
Asaf, for some years, Malcolm and I have had a conversation with various of your colleagues talking about a category called War of the North. Is this the War of the North imminent? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think it's imminent, because both parties, both Hezbollah and Israel, do not prefer to go to war. This war we are talking about would be disastrous, very difficult for Israel, and totally disastrous for Lebanon, with a lot of casualties, with unseen material damage, and also loss of life. We're not talking about small-scale skirmish. It's a very wide scenario that we're talking about. So both sides don't want to get there as an initiated choice, let's say, or a war of choice. But at the same time, Hezbollah is engaging in provocations that may escalate, because when you delegate such action to the tactical level, you end up lending your destiny or leaving your destiny in the hands of weapon statistics. Whether you when you shoot several anti-tank guided missiles at, let's say, a vehicle, you may end up missing it like it happened in 2019, or hitting it like in 2015. The result in both cases may be very different. So what we see is both sides taking into account that it might escalate, but Hezbollah still does brinkmanship that entertains the possibility that its gamble will work without getting to war.
Malcolm?
We recently saw the negotiations with UN, US, everybody intervening to make a deal where Lebanon could start drilling, potentially a lot of income for them. And they thought it would bring more peace to the region, to the northern area, because there was no longer this contentious fight between Israel and them over the borderline. Israel made the concession. What is the outcome? Is there anything happening in terms of moving Lebanon forward? And does this have, has this just made Israeli rigs and others more vulnerable?
If we isolate the maritime issue, I think there may be conditions for both sides to exploit their maritime prospects or energy prospects at the Mediterranean, but that would take some time. At the same time, expecting that the maritime deal will sort out the other issues that we have between us, border like land border issues, or Israel's strikes on Hezbollah buildup in Syria, and so on and so forth. All of these, I think, were a bit exaggerated in expectations. And I admit that I thought so in real time. So the expectation that such a deal will pacify the whole border between Israel and Lebanon was a bit wishful, I would say.
Asaf, is the Syrian catastrophe part of this story? Are there elements of Hezbollah in Syria that would also be part of this aggression if it comes?
We expect it's within reason to assume that as Syria is part of a logistical chain between Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. So at least on the logistics, Hezbollah will be there. We should also assume that if they have fighting assets there, like rockets or SAM systems or so on, it will use Syrian territory as well if such fighting erupts. But the main course, the main effort, and the main asset that Hezbollah has to employ against Israel is within Lebanon itself. And Lebanon will indeed suffer the greatest damage and the brunt of this possible war when it erupts.
We just have 30 seconds for a quick question, Malcolm.
Yeah, how are the people of Lebanon feeling about this escalation?
A few seconds, Asaf, a few seconds.
I think they're too busy with other aspects of the national implosion, including the recent attack or the recent armed truck overturning in a Christian village in the Bekaa Valley, again by Hezbollah. Smuggling arms.
Asaf Orion for the Washington Institute, Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.